on 90.3 KAZU, I'm Krista Almanzon. About a year ago, Pinnacles National Monument became Pinnacles National Park. The new designation was expected to boost tourism at the park and economic development in nearby cities like Soledad. So has it? KAZU News' summer intern, Madison Williams, reports.
Karen Bepler-Dorn walks along a creek just steps from her office at Pinnacles National Park. She's the park's superintendent.
Pinnacles is full of possibilities for the visitor. Hiking, bird watching, getting close to the geology by climbing.
And since Pinnacles officially became a national park in February 2013, more people have been enjoying those possibilities.
And some of the ways we've noticed it is in terms of through the door numbers in our visitor centers. We've also seen a rise in the amount of fee money we're collecting.
Two-thirds of the park's visitors come in through the east entrance, about 30 miles outside the city of Hollister. It's the only side of the park that offers camping. But it's on the west side of Pinnacles where you'll find a city trying to make the most of having a national park in its backyard.
You know, there's only 59 of them in this country, and it's pretty cool to have something this close to us.
Brent Slama walks down Main Street in Soledad. The agricultural town south of Salinas is home to one of California's state prisons. It's also just 10 miles from Pinnacles' west entrance. Slama is the city's director of economic development. He stops to point out the location of Soledad's new visitor center. It's opening in August. The visitor center is part of the city's strategy to seize what Slama calls a rare opportunity.
There's not many opportunities to change a culture. I know that there's been a culture of Soledad when you think about it as being either agricultural or related to the prison. And there's been a desire for a long time to be more diversified than that. And so you see the branding effort, Gateway to the Pinnacles, that was something we really pushed hard for.
While Pinnacles has always brought visitors through Soledad, in the years since its status switched from national monument to national park, Slama says the city's sales tax receipts are up 11%. At Frankie's Grill in downtown Soledad, the kitchen staff cleans up after the lunch rush. Owner Mary Ledesma says it's easy to spot the customers who are here for the national park.
You can tell that they've either been up there because by the shoes they wear, they're usually wearing boots or hiking boots.
For years, Frankie's Grill has had a billboard on the road that visitors take out of the park.
The majority of people that come here, that's because they've seen that.
But Brent Slama says not all local businesses have tried to tap into this new market.
We have great authentic food here. It's just making sure that they're able to handle those types of visitors. They're not, you know, a lot of them have been in business for quite some time and haven't grasped onto concepts like Yelp.
The city has secured a grant so it can offer low-interest business improvement loans. And then there's the new visitor center that will give Pinnacles tourists a place to stop and learn about other things Soledad has to offer, like the nearby River Road Wine Trail.
Our ultimate goal is right now to really focus on the day trip market, meaning pushing out the hotels on the peninsula through their concierge, through the folder racks to say, make a day trip to Soledad. And if it just means you stop here for lunch somewhere, then there's tax revenue in that for the city.
And eventually, the hope is day trips will turn into overnight trips, and Soledad can attract new businesses and possibly even another hotel. For KAZU News, I'm Madison Williams.